So I think it's important to understand how we monitor our hand hygiene rates. And so we watch healthcare workers in their everyday activities, and we monitor according to the Canadian Patient Safety Institute for moments of hand hygiene. And our expectation is that our healthcare workers will clean their hands before they put gloves on. After they perform patient care and take their gloves off, we expect them to clean their hands again. So some of the reasons why we see people not clean their hands, it's not that they're going from person to person and with dirty hands, but they may have missed a step cleaning their hands before they put gloves on, or they may take their gloves off, get called to an emergency situation, and not have had a chance to clean their hands after taking gloves off. So here in Alberta, we are actually quite strict in our monitoring. So we expect cleaning hands before gloves are put on and after they're taken off. Okay. Other places may not have that level of expectation. And so what I would say is it's impossible to compare what we're doing with what other places in Canada or around the world are doing. And it brings up another important point. This is a global problem. We know that healthcare worldwide has challenges with hand hygiene. Every place has exactly the same issues. But here in Alberta, we take this really seriously in Alberta Health Services. We want our healthcare workers working with clean hands. And so we have, over the last 3 to 4 years, really emphasized this and are continuing to do so.
So can you just take us through the Cole's Note process, you know, the steps healthcare providers take in terms of hand washing? The protocols, I guess.
So there are two options in terms of hand hygiene. The most readily available option is the alcohol hand sanitizer, which we have been increased the amount of, or increased the availability of. We want it to be available right near where we're providing care. So that's the simplest, the easiest, and overall the most effective.
Okay.
The alternative is to use good old-fashioned soap and water. Soap and water takes time, takes more time. The sinks aren't always readily available, so we've really been pushing alcohol hand sanitizer, which again is we're not alone in this, but globally there's a big push to increase the availability of alcohol hand sanitizer so that our staff can clean their hands.
Okay, so can you take us through a typical scenario, I guess?
Sure.
So from start to finish, how would you like staff to wash their hands?
Sure. So why don't we walk through the four moments of hand hygiene according to the Canadian Patient Safety Institute. So the first moment is before interaction with a patient, or in our case, including before you put on a pair of gloves. That's the first moment. Second moment would be if an individual is going to be performing a sterile or an aseptic procedure, they need to clean their hands a second time.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to put in an intravenous, for example, I need to clean my hands before doing that. The third moment is if there's any exposure to blood or body fluids, clean the hands. Fourth moment is after contact with a patient or after removing gloves.
Okay, and so when you say, you know, sometimes hand washings are being missed, you know, for people at home, it's not like they're neglecting to wash their hands, it's just they might be neglecting to do it in between processes, is
correct,
essentially?
Or they may have cleaned their hands after providing care to a patient, gone and checked a computer to look up a laboratory result, gone and put on a pair of gloves. And with our strict monitoring, we would count that as a missed opportunity.
Okay.
So we would have wanted them to clean their hands before putting on the gloves, after using a computer keyboard, for example.
Okay, perfect.
So they're not really working with dirty hands per se. I don't want that misconception to be out there. But again, from our perspective, we want clean hands touching patients every single time, and we're very strict on what we expect.
So how soon, you know, do you think you can achieve 100% compliance? Is there a target for that?
If we could, we'd be the first in the world to do it.
Yeah.
So many other places have achieved 90%,
maybe
slightly higher than 90%. I shouldn't say many others, some other places have. Every healthcare system struggles with this. We are aiming for as high as we can get, and we'd like to get to 100%, or very close to 100%.
Okay. And I guess finally, what's being done to kind of achieve that higher level?
So there are a number of initiatives underway. First of all, each of the five zones currently has their own team in place to improve their own hand hygiene rates. That's the first thing. Second thing is we have recently switched to improve software to help us collect data about hand hygiene, because we know that observing and reporting to individuals about their hand hygiene behaviors helps to improve things. So we've improved the software to allow us to report better.
Okay.
Third thing is we've hired a number of new people across Alberta Health Services to specifically focus on improving hand hygiene all across the province.